Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They say in Japan, Erection Day. It's the 7th of November.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what they, you know how they don't do L's, they do R's for L's. So, don't, no, no. Here we are on the Tuesday, November 7th edition of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And so, yes, today is Election Day. How many of you have even, in your scope of knowledge, made yourself aware of the issues, made yourself aware of the candidates, made yourself aware of the problems that need your help being solved? That's really what elections are about. Not creating more problems, although sometimes the people and the things that are elected or the things that turn out to be positive when it comes to, for example, in Ohio, where you are, Jay, and that whole big... Is it, do you think it's appropriate to call it the abortion debate, the abortion question?
That's what a lot of... I mean, that's what people are calling it here because it is essentially changing... Well, why wouldn't it be? Because that is what it's about.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, yeah. I just wonder if that doesn't put a negative spin on it for some, a negative spin on it for most people, because the abortion discussion, which has been going on as long as there's been a government, I guess, much as there is maybe government and religion, and then you can say, well, consciousness, whatever it is, do you mind recounting what the issue is, and because we have...
Basically Ohioans are going to be voting on abortions directly. It's a constitutional amendment. It's issue one, and it will establish statewide protections to the procedure. It's definitely sparked a lot of rallies. It's sparked a lot of protests. There's been conversations
over... What sparked
over
it at all from being put on... What got it onto the ballot? Who? And if there's a group behind the effort to do this, or... A stream of consciousness, religious groups, who's behind getting it on the ballot in the first place?
You know, I'm not exactly sure which specific entity, but there were a lot of people that have been essentially all summer roaming the streets getting signatures to have it on the ballot. It wasn't even saying whether or not you were going to vote for nor against. It was just get signatures to get it on the ballot. And there was a special election in August, which was whether or not 50% majority, 51% majority rules, or if it had was going to change where more of a majority of a majority had would rule, which gave less people kind of more power if they voted one way or the other. They could stop something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also opposite. So if you voted yes in August, you're likely going to vote no now. If you voted no in August, you're likely going to vote yes. And so then there was some confusion. Yeah, so then there was some confusion of like, well, however people voted before, is that going to be the same way they vote because they don't understand that now it's a little bit flipped?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of local communities that have municipal elections. My community of Framingham, Mass., has a slate of contested races, city council, school committee, library trustee, cemetery trustee. And I dare say that that's probably what's going on in most local communities, because a lot of communities don't like to have their local elections tied with the federal elections, even though more people come out to vote on federal elections than in regional or local elections. Do you remember what the percentage was of people who came out during the primary or during that August pre it was a thick county.
For some reason, I want to say it was 70-something percent. It may have been 80-something percent. But it's still one of those things where it's not enough. Everybody needs to go out and vote one way or another. There was even something as simple as some school levy or some school board issue in one of the neighboring towns that it lost by 17 votes.
Oh, wow. Like,
and they had, I think, maybe 60% of voters come out. That goes to show, every vote truly does count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it does. And we need to be more conscious of how the system works. Kind of have to become a teacher of the airwaves because the school system in this country is so badly compromised when it comes to this sort of thing. If they are talking about politics, it's with a sway. It's with a point of view. And that's really very dangerous. It's bad. The bad part of this is that a lot of people don't know what they're voting for. They become... and then because of that, they lose interest. You know, they think if they can go out and vote for Trump or whomever it is, that's great. I'm going to go vote for him. But then you forget about what the real system is about. And that's kind of what we need to appreciate, I think, on a day like today, because that's kind of our notion of democracy. We are a republic, but we are... this is certainly a lot different from a dictatorship or a kingdom. You know, the British people, who we consider to be our equals, they have no rights. There's no Bill of Rights. There's no Constitution. There's no nothing. You are an existor in England, if you didn't know it or not, at the whim of the Queen or the King. That's who is in charge of what rights you have, how you live your life, they have a parliament, sure, and they pass rules, regulations, laws, that sort of thing. But it isn't the same, it's a different thing. That constitutional monarchy is different than a constitutional republic. Anyway, so if you go back in history to 1789, which was the first U.S. presidential election, there was each state... one by one, choosing presidential electors, and then they had 34 days to send the electors to the voting in the Electoral College. That's where all of this nonsense with the Electoral College started. It wasn't nonsense then. It is nonsense now. As a matter of fact, to speak to that, there's a poll that has come out. Biden is behind. I was thinking about when he ran for president, he ran as the electability candidate. He went through his... and the guy has been a pretty middle-of-the-road Democrat, a moderate Democrat. So here I am, the boy from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I can beat Donald Trump. Well, whether he did or he didn't, there's an argument, as you know, from those who say what they call themselves the election deniers. That's the group, I think.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They call themselves, right? So, you look at let's fast forward to right now. There was a poll taken by Siena College last week in the six states that are likely to decide the presidency. Isn't that absurd? Think about that statement for a second. In the six states that are likely to decide the presidency, and in those states, Trump leads Biden in five of them. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Michigan. And that's enough in those states. Those five states give him 270 electoral votes. What a God-blessed outrage. So I, in Massachusetts, have no say. You in Ohio have no say. And all the rest of the people around the country, really, you might as well stay home. See, this is why people don't go to vote. Because we have this damn electoral college that skews... the way, that's why all the people who are running, they start in New Hampshire and Iowa because that's where the momentum begins. But when you come right down to it, wait till it gets to be time to go out and really pound the pavement, and most of the time will be spent in those states. And so Trump's ahead by 4 points in those five states. Not how he's doing in any of the rest of the states, those five states. So this is a striking example of how badly we have turned the corner into neglect, if you will. It's time this whole thing was changed. One man, one vote. I have no say in who gets elected. You don't have any say in who gets elected. In reality, you might, depending on how the primary turned out, but I'm talking about the final election.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things also that the news media twists around, because they aren't doing, is it their job to teach you what's going on? I don't know. I guess depends on your point of view. It's their job to inform you as to how this all works. That's why I'm telling you the story right now, because I think it's my job to inform you as to how this thing works. And I'm very concerned about either one of these boobs getting reelected, frankly. And if you spread things out and have a fair contest, but this isn't a fair contest. This is a bag job. And so you see, you know, the poll deals with black voters, Hispanic voters, Democrats, Republicans. And then the analysis, when you look into why people say they voted the way they voted, most of them, the bad news is that most people think that Joe Biden is too old to be president. Interesting. Mm-hmm. They don't apply that same rationale to Trump, which I find
really interesting. Well, because it seems more of an elderly mentality rather than age. Because they do. They do seem like they are nowhere near the same age.
No.
But also look at the popular vote versus the Electoral College. Five times a president has been voted in when they lost the popular vote.
It's not right. Not right. All right, let's talk about something that is right, or that we can make right, and that is how you look, how you feel, how you are, in fact. If you're overweight, it's not good for your health in any way, shape, or form. And if you don't like your shape, you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, and you've decided, okay, I am not going to go through this season of partying and all of the holidays looking like this. I'm going to start right now today taking action. And the way you do that is go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and figure out how you can lose weight and keep it off and not doing it with drugs and that kind of stuff. This is non-toxic, all natural. The program is so right for everybody. So look online, toploss.com. There are all kinds of daily deals that take place if you use Doug when you check out. The idea that you don't have to pay for shipping, or you get the best deal possible. The last day of the Halloween discounts is today. Check it out. Lose weight the natural way with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Save all the stuff you really need, and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawn to decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stop.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Inc. here on the air. It's the Good Day program, the 7th of November, and it's time for social media extravaganzas. In this portion of the program, we take apart some celebrity news, gossip, and there's a lot of focus in the trending list today on Celine Dion. Remember what she was going through, all the things that seemed like it could be, frankly, terminal. But she's appeared again, first public appearance in 3.5 years, and she did something that no one expected her to do. What is that? You'll find out after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Dion lives in Las Vegas, and so last week she stepped out for a hockey game between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Montreal Canadiens, she was there, and for whatever the reason, people acknowledged her being there. And this whole thing's been very debilitating. It's called stiff person syndrome, in case you haven't heard us talk about it before. So the lady who runs the looks to me like this person runs the stadium, And
she's the vice president of hockey communications for the Canadians.
Okay. That's
because I mean that's with Montreal. Yeah, it's Montreal. So of course, Celine Dion is going to spend some time with the hockey players, and and she with her stiff person syndrome, she has good days, she has bad days. This happened to be a particularly good day, thankfully.
Yeah, and so she sang a bit for the team, I guess, right? For a hometown team.
Yeah, yeah. She got a few notes out.
Shaking hands with the team members. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. So she says, I'm alive, and that's a positive thing. Obviously, this probably is good for when you do stuff like this. It's probably good whether she was urged to do it by somebody that wanted her to sort of stretch out a little bit because it's hard to do that. This is a very rare neurological disease, and sadly, it's not curable. And so what it does is create muscle spasms. We're not talking about cramps here. We're talking about spasms that keep you from moving the muscles. And, of course, it'll affect your body, your nervous system, your brain, your spinal cord, all of this stuff. And I don't know, is she in a wheelchair now? I didn't get that out of
this. I don't believe she is.
No. So, anyway, she got out there and decided to do what's one of the things, trying to do everything she can to be healthy enough to perform again. But she's canceled all of her concerts. I can't imagine what I know about this disease that she'll perform again, but she's at least got her. I mean, this is probably good for her psychologically if she just says, well, on this date, I'll cancel through this date and then we'll see what happens. So, what were you going to say, Jay?
No, I agree. I think it's one of those things that even if she could get a few notes out, that was wonderful and a special experience for all involved.
Yeah, right. So anyway, good luck. Hold a good thought for Celine Dion as we move ahead here. This is a good day program at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This week at Target, you'll find different early Black Friday deals. Get fun deals on the latest tech, toys, and video games. Plus smart deals on small appliances, floor care, and so much more. At Target, you'll discover different early Black Friday deals each week. And get what you need for the holidays fast with free drive up or score free shipping when you spend $35 or use your red card at Target.com. Get low prices and early Black Friday deals only at Target. Exclusions apply.
Love like this before.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Langford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
It's called the music business. all about what's going on this Tuesday, November 7th, on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner. Jay and Jennifer did a great job yesterday. I actually listened to some of the program. Most of the time when I'm not here, I don't listen, but I happened to have the opportunity, so I did. And I felt very at ease, thinking, okay, well, from time to time, I should not be here. I should give the rest of the world a chance, okay? So we'll do that.
Well, thank you. We definitely missed you. You should have called us and joined if you were already awake.
Yeah, well, I did. I sent a note along. I might have had circumstances been different. I had a little stretch with my plane reservation, so I had to fiddle with that, too. So anyway, here we are answering the important questions of the day, like when did we start showering standing up? Anybody ever do any research into that? Well, you can count on your friend, the Dougster, to look into something like this. Very important stuff. Scrubbing and singing at the same time. How many people actually enjoy singing in the shower? Okay, Jay, come on, fess up. Are you a singer?
Yeah, because the acoustics are amazing.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
Why wouldn't? And I mean, if you're going to sing anywhere, singing in the shower is the best. There was a band, I almost want to say it was Aerosmith. Some band, a well-known band, recorded one of their albums in entirety in a bathroom because they knew the acoustics are perfection.
That's a great story. I like that. All right, so thinking about it, when, you know me, I'm kind of curious when it comes to the weird, silly stuff. And so I was thinking on the plane coming back here last night, when did people start cleaning themselves standing up? They obviously have been cleaning themselves. That's part of the human experience, right? Human existence. Go back to the Bronze Age 5,000 years ago, and you will find the answer to that question. I don't know what people did before. Well, I guess I do.
It was baths, yeah. But it was also, I feel like you would need running water to shower standing up, because even like it was a wealthy thing to be able to get regularly scheduled baths, because they'd have the tub, and then you'd have
the big bathhouses.
The servants and the maids, the hand ladies, if you will, who were warming up the water and then like pouring it in one bucket at a time.
Yep, that's true. So the soaks were not great. They weren't luxurious, to be sure. The baths at home were usually made out of, you put together some stones and that kind of stuff. But then they during the Roman Empire, bathhouses began. If you go to Bath in Bristol, Maine, yes, there is a place called Bath and Bristol, Maine, but there's also in England, Bath and Bristol, Maine. That's where there's quite, all across England, and as far as that's concerned, in Italy as well, some other places during your trip to Europe, you can see bathhouses here and there. And they were for the elite. You go, I remember going into the bath house. There was a bathhouse at the La Brea Tar Pits back in 1995 or 96. All everybody's naked, and they go in and out of the bathhouse. It's kind of it's like going to Yellowstone Park and being in the heat, the warmth of those sorts of baths, very therapeutic. I remember commenting on the time, to the chagrin of people who were listening to me. I was in the hot tub, and it was a pool with Lawrence Fishburne, the actor. And of course, everybody can see everybody else's junk. And let's just say it was surprising. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Sizing him up.
I wasn't necessarily out to size him up, but it was. Anyway, back to when the shower was invented, if you please. We have here in America and the Western world, the Chinese have a whole different thing about going to the potty and taking showers and stuff. The fellow named William Feetham, interesting name for doing showers, actually invented the first shower. He patented a shower which had a pump in it. They had water that was hooked, so you had to heat the water on the stove, and then you pumped it into this this box, sort of a stand-up box that he invented. And so then this pump was supposed to eliminate the hauling of heavy buckets of water up and down the stairs when people took baths and showers, using rather I guess you'd say this was primitive. And so just use your imagination. The shower in this guy's home, people get up. They stood on it reminds me of an old Western. John Wayne in the wooden, in this big wooden tub standing up in it, and some guy, you know, pouring water on him. And a lot of times it was just cold showers. But, you know, you get kind of used to it. There's nothing worse than being dirty, no matter what age you are. And so, you know, you do what you have to. But this started a trend to not use tubs, but to use this pump that had it was a hose on it, and it had an end on it that sort of sprayed. It was a spray end. And this would have been back in the 1780s in that vicinity, right about the time when we had our first election. I was talking about that in the last half hour. That's kind of when it came to America. And then when plumbing was put in, New York had the first plumbing law, the Tenement House Act, 1940. It required that you have a bathtub or a shower connected to running water. Do you realize before that it wasn't required when you built a house or you had a rooming house or something that you had a shower in the house? You didn't have to have any water.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that it would require back
water
in that day and age. Yeah.
Yeah, right. 1940 by then. So anyway, it's kind of a cool. What do you? Is the bathrooms? Do you have modern bathrooms? When I say that, people tease me. I live in an older house, and I like the old. It's the sink has a stand on it. It doesn't. It's not built into the wall. It's the old style. I like it because it feels, you know, rugged, shall we say. It's not cheap like a lot of the stuff today. And a real bathtub. I don't know. I just kind of like it.
I like counter space, so I'm a big fan of sinks. But I love the bowl, yeah. The bowl effect, where the sink isn't necessarily built in. I mean, it's built into the counter, but yeah. It's not smooth with the counter. It almost like sticks up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I am
mm-hmm.
a big fan of the separate bath and shower rather than the bath and shower combo.
There used to be public bathhouses in most big cities. New York had them. If you look around, you can see them in Chicago. You see them in Detroit. Then when you go to big public, like Coney Island, they have public bathhouses there. And those places like that all around the country have public bathhouses. And that's where a lot of times people took their showers. You go for a swim, then you take a shower. And so anyway... and now we have marble in the showers, right, and all that kind of stuff. You have marble. Sometimes the showers
store the shower heads, the multiple shower heads.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shower
right.
head that's like up where it normally is, and then you have one that's
like
straight
those.
Up and does kind of the waterfall effect.
Yeah, I like to have a big spray. Just kind of, it's fun. Feels good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to some more, the different kind of reality. Anthony Blinken, who, as most of you know, hopefully is the Secretary of State, made an unannounced visit to the West Bank to meet with the president of the Palestinian Authority. There were demonstrations there in Tel Aviv because of this, calling on the government to do more to rescue hostages. A lot of concentration on that. Israel dropping 2,000-pound bombs, some of these areas, and this is a, you know, this is a no-no. The Biden folks are all over. I think now Netanyahu is playing hard to get a little bit. A lot of politics, obviously, involved in this. And so our power, I think, in the Middle East has been tested because Netanyahu now doesn't really want to do. He doesn't. We gave him the money, so now he says, okay, leave this to me. And later on today, we'll have a conversation with Uri Geller, who's there, as to what's going on. The last time he was here, he was describing how, as we were on the air, the missiles were showering his part of Israel, kind of the gold, they have a, what they call the Iron Dome that gets the missiles for the most part. But that still doesn't, what do we do to fix this? You know, that's the reality of the now. But because our power in the Middle East is dependent on Israel offering us or giving us, I put those words in quotation marks, the ability to have a base there. And as I've said before, I believe the whole reason for Israel being where it is because the United States after World War II, as the UN was created more or less by the United States and by Europe, decided we need to have some kind of a stronghold in the Middle East, and this was a good place for it. That's why Israel was put where it is. So there, you can debate or discuss that. I'm actually pretty convinced now, thinking it through, that that's why we're there. But as a result of us being there now, there is, you know, there's a whole thing about, do we still have the influence? A lot of people say, well, Biden's so weak, we don't have, we're struggling to contain this situation in the Middle East, we don't have a strong diplomat there, and so on it goes. There's a lot of isolation now, sort of, the U.S., the Western world, if you will, isolated in a way, that sort of brings us back to, if you remember, well, some of you do, some of you don't, the war, the Iraqi war in 2003, when we went in against the, wishes of the rest of the world and made a huge mistake. Are we making a huge mistake backing Israel here? And was this something that the Israelis knew? This is back and forth. This is the whole thing about what did they know and what didn't they know when the war started back last month. There is a story also floating around today, Jay, about this senior Hamas leader refusing to acknowledge that one of his groups killed civilians in Israel. The fact that women, children, civilians were attacked, according to the Israelis, this guy says they were exempt. Have there actually been pictures of, this is a stark contrast, but you wouldn't expect them to admit that they were shooting unarmed adults and children and doing some of the things. So, you know, there have been 1,400 people killed in Israel by Hamas, certainly a lot more than that by Israel over in the Palestinian side. But the point here is that with all these people, thousands, what, 10,000 or more people killed this past month, what's the fix?
Just the countless civilians. It is heartbreaking.
48 after the hour, food for thought from Good Day.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Food, farm, and family time here on the Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do what you do to me? I think it's swell. So let's see what we can do to kind of aid, if you will, help you out when it comes to the choices that you make when you are getting food here, there, or wherever. I guess one thing not to get is a product from Grandy Organics up in Hiram, Maine. They've recalled gluten-free honey oat granola because it may contain coconut. People allergic to coconut? I didn't think that was one of the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? You got a coconut allergy? Hmm. All right, well, I'm sure that they make some kind of, because a lot of the granola or oatmeal, things like that, we often have coconut in it, so I can see how it might get mixed up a little bit. So this is stuff that's been distributed pretty much up and down the East Coast. Well, as far as Michigan and Minnesota, there's some out there as well. So here's the bottom line. This, you could have a religion, in a religious, that's a religion, religious, no, you could have
religious
an allergic
experience.
Reaction to it. Yes, right, exactly. Grandy Organics. If you have anything from them, no matter where you are, bring it back to the store and get your money back. Right? You set it aside. Don't make a. You can make a separate trip if you want to. If you go to the same grocery store all the time, next time you go to the grocery store, just bring it in and say, "Hey, I want my money back for this," and mm-hmm. They can't say no.
Yeah, I mean, come on, quality control.
Yep. Okay. Let's go to New Jersey for this story. Elementary school janitor, oh my God, accused of performing sexual acts with school objects and contaminating, you can use your imagination, yep, contaminating food and cafeteria utensils with his bodily fluids. How sick do you have to be this guy? His name is Giovanni Impazzera. Accused of contaminating food and kitchen utensils in this cafeteria. Ugh, I'm not even going to tell you what he did.
Well, and it's like any kind of bodily fluid that can come out of your body, all of it. And then he also sprayed bleach into a container of food that was later served to kids with the intention of actually harming the children.
Put him in an insane asylum and leave him there.
There's not enough of a, like, there's clearly not enough background checks or, like, what is the, what is the situation when hiring people on? How did somebody like this get through the system?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to some good news. This is interesting. There's a new business selling super plants that will, in effect, remove 30 times more indoor pollutants than whatever you normally have inside your house. There's a genetically enhanced house plant that removes 30 times more indoor air pollution than what you normally might put in. You know, everybody's got plants in the house, right? They're green. So the exchange, the photosynthetic change, takes place in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, you get the odors from the cleaners that you use. Sometimes there's mold in the house. Whatever it is that's in the house, the air that you breathe, especially as we close our windows, don't have fresh air, it can be volatile. Formaldehyde sometimes is in the air in your home. I'm not trying to scare you, but you know that's what's in the way, especially if it's a newer house and they're sealed as tightly as they are. There's a lot of stuff that's used to build houses that gets into, like carpet. Don't ever, ever, ever put wall-to-wall carpet. It's loaded with formaldehyde. So if you've got that in your house and the windows are all closed, you're breathing formaldehyde, which is what's used to, in essence, embalm your body when you're dead. So, hello. Ding, ding, ding,
that.
Ding, ding.
I always think of the dust allergies because they catch all the dust.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so this is something, I don't know where you go to get them, though. I've presented the what's there, but where can you go? Actually, they were created in a Tesla lab in France. So, anyway.
They've not gone on sale just yet. I believe they are expected to be deliverable in August 2024.
Yeah. All right. So plants that will clean the air in your house. And not have, you don't have to worry about the windows being open or closed. Here's something else that's been done by engineers. Found a way to make stronger concrete by utilizing coffee grounds. I thought this was pretty interesting. You use coffee, because we all know what happens to coffee grounds. Unless they just get thrown out or go into landfills. But now there's technique that makes concrete 30% stronger by adding waste coffee grounds. Who's the guy who thought about this? Think about it for a minute, right? Who thought, well, let's throw some coffee grounds into the concrete and see if it makes it stronger. So there you go. Something that hopefully will be used over here to make the concrete stronger as well. 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.